Money. See, we're starting a meeting in a, on a wrong footing because I have to apologize for the late start of the meeting. The researcher, as you see, is only walking in now because I had to phone around. I can't understand why the researchers sit in the management committee that plan the program of the committee. They are part of that. Now this morning, the researcher tells me the other one is not here. Maybe we'll hear it, but I had a meeting this morning with their manager, Mr. Zuling, in terms of the researchers. Now, other one telling me, no, you know that there's supposed to be a meeting today. Oh, I'm not speaking to the mic. Okay. Now, I don't understand, but without wasting much of our time, I think it's a matter that we need to deal with, maybe not necessarily here, but elsewhere. But without any much ado, I'll apologize again, but request that let's proceed with the meeting. I think that we sent the SMS messages that indicated that the department was no longer coming today. Department of Women, Children, and Disabled. But last week, we had a challenge with dealing with this analysis because some members there were a lot of apologies. So we postponed it. In fact, I also wanted to have a situation where the majority of the members are aware of this report so that when we invite the department, at least members are familiar with the analysis of the researchers, and we therefore had to postpone it. And when the Department of the Children, Women, Children, when it requested not to come today because they have some commitment this week, and then we decided that instead of canceling the meeting altogether, we deal with this report. So, honored members, I think today, then, as the messages indicated, we will get a briefing on the analysis. You want to say something, Commissioner Shukman? No,
on the issue of this department that was supposed to be here today, when did they were alerted about this meeting? Because I'm worried about the fact that you are told at the last minute that they have other commitments. What commitment that is more than that department to come and account in Parliament? I would accept it if you were saying that they only knew about it 3 days ago. But if they were told weeks ago they knew that they're supposed to be here, what is this commitment that makes them not to come to Parliament? and disorganized us on the eve of their meeting. I only want to talk on the part of the researchers. Since you have said we can deal with that in a different platform, I will say nothing.
Yeah, but even on that one, I don't think that this meeting is your meeting, it's a members' meeting. Members have the right to voice their displeasure. Obviously, because sometimes, I get frustrated myself. But the issue around the department, got a message. I'm sure maybe Darren will indicate when they received the message. But the issue is that it's only when we were requesting that they give us presentations. I don't know if it was Friday or when they indicated that no. After all, they are not able to come. They've got commitment this week because it's a Women's Month. I think it's something related to that. But Darren, you want to explain?
Chairperson, they responded to us by stating that we did follow up because they never confirmed receipt of the request for them to come and brief the committee. And then their explanation was that the information on GCIS is outdated because we forwarded the notice based on the information on GCIS, but then we sent follow-up emails and then they responded. In fact, one guy emailed Tebello and asked Tebello, is my department supposed to come and report to you? Because I heard somewhere in Parliament that my department, and then Tebello said, no, I'm no longer working with them, and they sent the email to us. So obviously there's something wrong with GCIS information and all that. And then we resended the request, the invitation, yeah? And then they responded by stating that they've got other commitments.
So clearly then there was a communication breakdown. Because I was under the impression that it's only when a follow-up was made, but clearly there was a communication breakdown. Because when I inquired about the GCIS, it seems that the GCIS is the one that has got all the contact numbers, no? For the department. So then what went wrong, I'm not sure whether it's, the information is not updated, because members would remember that it's not the first time that we are inviting this department. We had this department earlier in the year. I'm not sure now what has changed. But it's clear that our administration then needs to check up our own administration so that it doesn't happen in future. We don't labor under the impression that the department has been invited and people come to meetings sometimes. You find that the department doesn't turn up, and only to find that the department, after all, did not get the invitation. But all the same, it's something that we need to follow. But for me, I took it as a blessing in disguise, because I would have preferred a situation where before we invite any department, members have the information about each department that we are inviting. Because if we don't have that information, then our engagement with the department then does not become fruitful, because information is limited. The National Federal was here, and very few people were here as well when National Treasury presented. I think that's what makes this presentation more important, more useful. I don't know, Kom, if you want to make a follow-up.
No, sir. I don't know who's at fault here. I listened to Darren, and I don't know who's at fault. So, but I don't think I want to ask any further question or say anything. But it's very clear that our house in terms of administration is not in order as well. That's what I can say from what I'm hearing. Because there's no way that you can forward information even to GCS, whatever the processes are, where you forward information, you have to make it a point that where you are forwarding, that person who's received, you are aware that that person has received it. And when that person has received it, you have your own records that it has been received at such and such a time. Not only relying on emails, whether it's a fax or an email, then you have to be sure that it has landed at the right destination. Then that's only then that you can make people to account. But from what I'm hearing, really, I don't know who's at fault. And I think that it's us, your administration, that must pull its socks up, because then we know who's at fault. So including to the side of researchers, I don't want to say anything, because I don't know who is at fault at the end of the day. That's okay.
Now, I think that I agree. I think that this must serve to, I'm talking now about the committee section. It must serve as a learning, as a lesson, that the invitation is sent and the invitation but does not receive your intended person. I think that it must serve. I agree with you 100% that well, maybe some of us belong to the old school, we still don't, what you call it, believe that even if you write to a person, that you still want to make sure that the person has received the invitation, is aware. But thank you very much, comment. But let's take the presentation now, if there's no other comment.
Good morning, honorable members. Well, my other colleague is not around, so I guess I'll have to run through the presentation as it is, and also please note that half of the document was compiled by him, so it will be kind of difficult for me to elaborate on that one, so I'll try as much as possible to improvise in any way I can, and also to apologize for all the inconvenience that is now happening on our side. Wherever we went wrong, I'd like to apologize. Thank you. Well, The fourth quarter expenditure report, well, I need to place it on record that it's not really, the analysis that we conducted is not really much different from what National Treasury presented behind the committee. I think it was, I can't remember the day. So members were available and noticed that, so it will be more fair position, but I'll try and elaborate wherever is possible. Well, the introduction goes as follows. As required by the Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act, National Treasury tabled the fourth quarter expenditure report before the committee for its consideration. The analysis provides preliminary expenditure trends for the year 2010-2011. A number of issues emanating from the fourth quarter expenditure report require special attention of the executive. These include, among others, a large number of vacancies in government departments, unsatisfactory spending on conditional grants, slow spending on capital payments, and the persistent culture of rollovers. The report comes during the period when the government is faced with a number of challenges, which includes, among others, increased unemployment rate, service delivery backlog, community protest, challenges in the health sector, education and landlessness, or the unavailability of land to our people. All these issues require prudent spending and effective mechanism to ensure that tangible outputs are achieved through proper implementation of the budget. The analysis therefore focuses on the spending trends by different departments and highlights in detail some challenges that still exist in the implementation of the budget. This exercise serves to guide the committee in identifying departments that need special attention during the course of the oversight function of the committee. Well, section number 2 focuses on the aggregated expenditure as per economic classifications. What we see here is that national departments were allocated an adjusted budget of 466.3 billion in the 2010-11 financial year, and that excludes direct charges. Of the appropriated funds, 133.3 billion, which amounts to 28%, was allocated to current payments. 301.8 billion, which amounts to 64.7%, was allocated to transfers and subsidies. And that is a significant chunk of the budget, 64.7%. An amount of 10 billion, amounting to 2.1%, was allocated to capital expenditure. The preliminary figures indicated that national departments spent 156 billion, amounting to 98% at the end of the fourth quarter, 98% of what was allocated, and that is after the adjustment period. An underspending or an under expenditure of 10 billion at the end of the financial year was recorded. All in all, this shows an increase in the level of underspending when compared to 5.1 billion of the previous financial year, that is 2009-2010 financial year. So the departments have underspent in all economic classifications, but reported different levels of underspending. Departments reported an overall under expenditure of 129.4 billion, amounting to 97.1% on current payments. On goods and services, only 44.4 billion, or 94%, was spent. Compensation of employees, 84.8 billion on 98.7% was spent. 296.1 billion on 98.1% on transfers and subsidies was spent, and 10.1 billion capital expenditure. that amounts to 100%. So in a way, we can see that on capital expenditure, the budget that was allocated was spent accordingly. About 17 departments were selected for the analysis of the fourth quarter expenditure of 2011. Year-on-year spending comparison for the department reflects declining trends. The department has spent 98% in 2010-2011, 98.7% in 2009-10 financial year, and 99% in 2008-2009. In 2010-2011, which is the year that we're dealing with, 15 departments have spent within the range of 66.8% to 97%, while 3 departments have spent within the range of 103% to 105%, and that is an overexpenditure. The selected 15 departments have underspent by 8.1 billion at the end of the financial year. The table below provides analysis on the underexpenditure and overexpenditure on aggregated economic classifications and expenditure per department identified. So basically, the table summarizes the information that has been read out. It gives a clear indication of how much was allocated. That is an available budget per department per economic classification after the adjustments period. And it goes on to show how much was spent in terms of percentages and how much was spent in terms of friends and cents. And also we'll see it clearly states how much under expenditure was recorded, both in rands and percentages, because what I noticed is that the department given by National Treasury, also when they do the actual presentation, they indicate that the department spent so much in percentages and spent so much in rands, but that does not give you a clear sense of how much was actually underspent, of which I normally tend to believe that that is what the committee is really interested in, also to know that this is so much. If it is 5 billion that was underspent by the department, then the committee would be in a position to see that this is the extent or the gravity of the challenge with respect to service delivery. So the shortcoming maybe in the foreseeable future, I think it would be important to also alert the National Treasury to say, could you please, maybe if you do the actual presentation on the report itself, give us a sense of how much was underspent in rent, because it's easy to determine if National Treasury says 90% was spent. It would be easy to say 10% therefore was underspent. But if they say 554 billion was spent, it's kind of very difficult for members to say of this, therefore, this is how much was underspent. It needs you to take a calculator and do all that, and I'm sure it's not for the members to do that. It could either be the National Treasury or us as their support staff, but maybe that also as researchers will also try and engage with National Treasury. Well, the table summarizes the information, then I will just zoom into the departments to see or to present the level of under expenditure or over expenditure as it happened. We will start with the Department of Communications. The Department of Communications was allocated 2.1 billion for the 2010-11 financial year, and throughout the document, when you say the department was allocated so and so, that is after the adjustments period. So it takes into cognizance the adjustments that were made during that period. It's not the main allocation that happened during the start of the financial year, but after the adjustment period. So the department was allocated the 2.1 billion for 2010-11 financial year. In the fourth quarter, the department spent 1.4 billion, or 66.8% of that amount. This therefore means that the department has underspent by 710 million, or 33.2%. This level of under-expenditure at the end of the financial year was due to the following areas, that is in terms of economic classifications. An amount of 502.1 million was allocated for current payments, 502.1 million. However, only 322.2 million was spent, that is 64.2%, meaning more or less 35.8% was underspent. That is current payments. An amount of 337.5 million was allocated for goods and services. At the end of the period, only 176 million or 52.1% was spent. An amount of 1.6 billion was allocated for transfers and subsidies. However, only 1.1 billion or 67.6% was spent. For capital payments, 4.1 million was allocated, but only 2.4 million or 58.3% was spent. Though that is in terms of economic classifications, then part of the reasons that contributed to the above under expenditure was transfer payments not made to receiving entities. This includes 199 million for Centec Digital Terrestrial Television, that is in short DTT infrastructure rollout, 180 million for subsidizing set top boxes, that is FTPs. So the 180 million was not transferred. And then 150 million for Telkom 2010 FIFA World Cup network infrastructure also was not transferred. Part of the under expenditure was also reported under goods and services. This was due to the suspension. This was due to 109 million for the 112 emergency call center, which was unspent, hence the suspension of the project. This includes the lack of spending on international trips, as this has been suspended. The under expenditure was also due to the lack of spending on compensation of employees, which was as a result of vacant posts not being filled because of the moratorium and organizational review. Also, I need to hint that the issue of vacant posts came up as a problem across all departments. So it's one of the challenges that the committee needs to tackle. Because I remember during the State of the Nation address, the president made it clear that the department need to make sure that all posts are filled, especially those that are critical. So it appears that the challenge still persists, so the department will have to pay special attention to that one. So that was the Department of Communications. Now I'm going to the Department of Public Works. The department was allocated 7.3 billion for the 2011 financial year. However, the department has spent only 6.5 billion or 91.4% of that allocated budget. This therefore means that the department has underspent by 634.6 million or 8.6% at the end of the 2010-11 financial year. This level of under expenditure and was due to the lack of spending in the following areas, and that is according to economic classifications. 2 billion was allocated for current payments, but 1.9 million, or 97.2% of that amount was spent. An amount of 1.2 billion was allocated for compensation of employees, but only 1 billion.
On this first bullet, 2 billion was spent, only 1.9 million was spent. I suppose supposed to be say 1.9 billion.
Well, I reckon, well, that is the challenge because the section was not compiled by me, so it's not easy to. But I can double check, I'm not too sure if members do have these.
Nah, it's straightforward.
Straightforward.
The first bullet says that amount was allocated, and the 97.2 of that amount was allocated. It can be 1.9 million of 1.9 million can make 97% of 2 billion. That's straightforward. It's a correction that needs to. Okay, continue.
Well, in terms of compensation of employees, 1.2 billion was allocated. Only 1 billion, or 90.7%, was spent. In terms of transfers and subsidies, 3.7 billion was allocated, but only 3.2 billion, or 86.7%, was transferred. In terms of capital payments, 1.5 billion was allocated, but 1.4 billion, or 95.3%, was spent. Well, in this case, part of the reasons that contributed to the above under expenditure include the lack of transfer payments for the EPWP incentive grants not being made to public bodies. This was due to the failure by receiving entities or public bodies to meet the required performance threshold as per EPWP guidelines. There has been a slow spending on goods and services, particularly because of unspent budget for border fence, which were projected for January. The under expenditure was also due to the lack of spending in devolution of funds for public works and infrastructure program. With respect to National Treasury, the department was allocated to 50.2 billion for 2010-11 financial year. However, at the end of the financial year, the department only spent 47.2 billion or 94%. This means that the National Treasury has underspent by 2.9 billion or 5.9% at the end of the financial year. Well, this high level of under expenditure was as a result of low spending in the following areas. 1.3 billion was allocated for current payments, but only 1.1 billion or 85.9% was spent. 552.5 million was allocated for compensation of employees, but only 476.1 million. Or 86.2% was spent. For goods and services, 810 million was allocated, but only 693.9 million, or 85.7%, was spent. For transfers and subsidies,
yes, sir. Want to be on the mic?
I do understand, Peterson,
the
challenge that we may be facing. The presenter is not the author of the presentation, but I'm worried about the inconsistency that is displayed here. That is one. But secondly, about the ability of the presenter to engage on the document. Let me give you an example. An amount of 1.3 billion was allocated for current payment. Only 1.1 billion, which constitutes 85.9%. But the previous, that is page 5 now, under Treasury.
Oh, okay.
So now that is the explanation, as it were, the amount of 1.3 billion. And then he further says that constitutes 1.1 billion, which constitutes 86%. But if you go to page 4, Chairperson, page 4, the same explanation, the first same explanation is 2 billion there, 1.9, it constitutes 97.2%. Can't be right. You know, there we are talking about a difference of 100 million, right? Am I right? It's 1.9 billion, the one you just corrected, 1.9. And it says here 97. So that is the difference of 100 million. The same here is 1.3 billion, 1.1, and the percentage there of another 100 million, but is 86.9 million. So I was wondering, Chairperson, of the correctness of this calculation and the ability of the presenter to engage on this, because I can see the inconsistency there, for me, which is very, very huge.
Thank you, Chairperson. What I picked up from the inconsistency is that when we talk current payment, we refer to compensation of employees and goods and services, and that's where the inconsistency and discrepancy is caused, because she referred to current payment and leave out compensation of employees in one of them. And on the other one, we left out, it doesn't refer to both of them. In fact, I think when we talk, that's what I was going to refer to, because when we talk compensation of current payment, we refer to two things. Goods and services as separate from compensation of employees. And what causes this inconsistency is that on the, let me get there, on the other one, it only refers to compensation of employees, and on the one on national treasury is also compensation of employees and goods and services, whereas on the other one we only refer to one and left the information about the other one. I don't know whether what I'm thinking is what might be right, because as I was going to say, you know, we wish current payment came out as something bold that represents that amount and the percentage, then maybe with a small bullet or one different from the main bullets, he writes compensation of payment is this, which equals to this percentage, goods and services is this, which equals to this percentage, then we go back to the main bullet, which will talk about transfers and subsidies. That would help us as the committee to understand what you are talking about. I don't know whether that makes sense.
Yeah, come now. Maybe starting with Comrade Mili, maybe we should flag the item that you raised, né? Which is the bullet one of the.
There in the bullet two is 1.2 billion allocated, only 1 billion or 90.7%. But on the same on the same one, the second bullet is 1.3 billion. So you need see that 5% difference. That situation is what was it. The amount there is more or less the same. I mean, if you understand then what I'm trying to say. But in terms of percentages here, there's the difference of about 4% in between. That it is what I'm talking to. I'm not talking about the correctness of your what you are presenting and all that. And I'm saying the difficulty I have is to engage with you on that while you are not the author of the report itself. That is where my difficulty is. But I will take your point, Chairperson. Let us flag it, but I will have thought after this presentation, this one will assist me to be wiser in understanding this thing for future engagement with the department in question. And I don't think it's doing that now.
Now, I think that the what you are saying is that, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but the reason why I was saying we could correct it now, because I think the issue of whether these percentages as reflected here, excuse me, are a true reflection of this. I'm not sure if Musa is in a position to correct this. If he can correct this, it will be very, what you call, helpful, so that when we move forward, we move with confidence in terms of these figures. Because you're quite right that at the end of the day, these are the figures that we need to use to engage the department. You're quite right there. Musa, are you able to, maybe not necessarily now, but before the end of the day to correct this? Not to correct it, but to confirm it. So that, so that members can engage with confidence. We don't want to say to the department, you spend one cent and say the department says no, but your information is incorrect. We spent this percentage. We do not want to do that. That's why I'm saying, let us flag this, but I'll put Richard in a corner now on the spot. But she's here, she's the manager. If you're able, Richard, just to help this, correct this, as we do the presentation. But at the end of the presentation, you can be able to say that figure and the percentage are correct or not correct. I think that I get what the members are saying. But about what Honorable Mashiko, is it fine, comrade?
It's even fine, because I don't want to put anybody in the spotlight. Maybe if that information is not shared now, if the...
It's a declaration, comrade.
It's just an explanatory note that, no, this was correct, and it's based on this... factors. I think that will be okay. I'm not opening a dialogue. Yeah? I mean, that's not my intention. My intention is to try to understand the presentation in its context. That's my intention, not a dialogue kind of an engagement.
Now, if I think that the other thing is whether these calculations were made by the researchers, or are the calculations that's correct from the from the report of the department? Because with some of them, in some figures, the each department will give figures, I think, but do you want to comment on this? Are you able to comment on this, Musa? Okay, please do.
Yeah, first of all, I think I fully agree with members. I fully agree there is some kind of inconsistency. At some level, it could be the reason that the owner of the presentation, that section, is not here, and he would have, I'm sure he was given reasons at some stage, especially with respect to the inconsistency that was raised by Honorable Mashego, which is correct. We also had a discussion on that, and he gave me some explanation as why he's doing this and that here and there. So we always sit down, but it's always easier for him to explain to members. So there I really cannot go any further. But where there are inaccuracies in terms of the calculations, obviously we will have to do our best, especially on my side, before the end of the day to make sure that everything is corrected. And
but generally, Bridget,
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I just did a manual a calculation on page 5, and I see that the researcher actually has the 1.3 billion correctly divided between compensation of employees and goods and services. What I see as an inconsistency is that in some departments he actually splits current payments correctly, and in some departments he just mentions compensation of employees, which could be a bit confusing. But I see that he has the right figures. I haven't seen the document itself, but in terms of how he has split them, I've just done the calculations. But for example, when I look at public works, he has shown that what the percentage of compensation of employees is and what has been spent specifically on compensation of employees, but he just stopped there. And when he goes to National Treasury, he shows both compensation of employees and goods and services. And I think that I did not look at this document before it came to the committee. Unfortunately, sometimes researchers say there's no time to have it quality controlled. And also, with researchers who've been with committees such as Pelelani, along with committees, I don't necessarily look at all their documents. It's different with the Standing Committee on Finance, for example, and the Select Committee on Finance and Appropriations. I've been looking at all their documents before they go out to the committee, but also because after 3 months, the researchers have come specifically to request that we still want you to look at our documents. They don't want the documents to go out before I look at them. But I think that with this document, I would have to look at the Excel document itself. And I would also say that we have budget tools that was developed for the research unit. We did it with one of the economic institutions, APRI. I can't remember what the full name is, but they actually do have electronic calculations. So all calculations, we don't expect members to calculate. Musa said earlier that maybe members. Maybe somebody has to do the calculations. Researchers have to do all the calculations. We have treasury documents. We have the expertise. We have the skill. And we don't necessarily expect members to do the work. We will look at the inconsistencies in terms of presentation, but I think that in terms of numbers, it's okay.
But sorry, Chair, maybe I just need to, I'm reminded of something. You know, one of the challenges that we also have as the research staff is the way in which National Treasury reports. Because, for the better part, the overall inconsistency with the way in which the document is structured emanates likely to the way in which National Treasury reports. The report itself is not consistent. At some point, National Treasury will report in terms of programs and sub-programs for one department. And then for the other department, he will focus on certain economic classifications. At some point, he will just zoom into like sub-categories of, let's say, for instance, current payments. Just talk about compensation of employees, not giving figures for current payments per se. I'm not sure at some point I tend to believe that it's because of the information or lack of information that it gets from national departments. But end of the day, it impacts on how as well we also report to the committee. That's the other thing that we discovered with Pelelani. So for a better part, really, the document itself is not consistent. Maybe please, we'll also have a look at it as well and look at our document and compare.
I think that the point maybe is taken. Project, you will assist. But that will help us to be able to say to National Treasury, this is the kind of reporting that we want, so that we really understand the inconsistencies. Because I do suspect that maybe their emphasis is on those areas where there is either understanding or overspending, where they think that it is fine. I suppose that they just turn a blind eye and move on, because in that situation, it's fine. That's how I normally take it from me, that now maybe here they don't have anything to report and therefore leave it as is. So I think that is very important, that as a committee we must say this is how, they raise the question sometimes with us, how do you want us to report? How do you want us to present the report? Now that this has been picked up, maybe something that we need to take a decision sometime in terms of saying, how do we want them to do it? You want to make a follow-up comment? Yeah. No, can make a can comment?
I think what they also need to do as researchers is just to say, but what does the Department National Treasury want to say? Can we ask National Treasury for the flow of information to the committee? So that issue first comes here, and the simple things that they could have followed up, like we say, when we talk about current payments, we know that we are talking about the classification on different issues, like the things we always query, and then the mistakes we always correct is for researchers to reflect billions and millions correctly, so that what the chairperson remarked about doesn't come up, because it's definitely not millions, it's billions, because we are talking about billions. There are some little things that you think make us need the research unit, so that it makes our lives even easier, so that you just help us on flagging some things that don't have to wait for us to hold this meeting and say, should they have done this? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Comrade Mashiko. But the other thing maybe that this reflects, Mr. Willing, is a question that though the researchers will divide their work, you do this, I mean, we do this as a committee. Certain people take responsibilities for certain areas, even amongst ourselves. That's how we have divided the work. But we can't have a situation where, when I'm working with Darren, I totally don't know what Darren is doing, and he doesn't know what I'm doing. Now we face a situation where Pelerin is not here. Now we disrupted the presentation because we members are picking that. Even Musa himself is saying that this was dealt by someone else. But I mean, for people who are working together, the quality assurance that you comes to you, because there are two, you can start with them. It must start with them. I mean, there's two of them. This is the work that I've done. You give to a colleague, and this is my work. And I tell you, it happens a lot with members. So even with them, it can be that totally as if I have nothing to do with what you're doing. We are one committee. We're not two committees. We are one committee. Each one of them is supposed to know what's happening in that area. It may, I understand that if the preparation was done by someone else, could be the details of it, but broadly, you know what I know what my colleague has written, and if the colleague is not there, you're able to present it you might here and there not be able to deal with it. I think that is something that you need to improve on. Okay, you want to comment? No, okay. All right, continue.
Well, I'm with the National Treasury. Well, in terms of the economic classifications with respect to National Treasury, for current payments, an amount of 1.3 billion was allocated, but only 1.1 billion, or 85.9%, was spent. For compensation of employees, 552.5 million was allocated. However, 476.1 million or 86.2% was spent. An amount of 810 million was allocated for goods and services, but 693.9 million or 85.7% was spent. In terms of transfers and subsidies, 28 billion was allocated, but 25.3 billion was transferred, and that constituted 90.2%. An amount of 16.2 million was allocated for capital payments. Only 8.5 million or 52% was spent. The reasons for under expenditure here is the non-transferral to receiving entities. And it was mainly noticeable on the following areas. 669 million of the infrastructure grant to provinces and neighborhood development partnership grant. These conditional grants were not transferred to provinces and local governments to non-compliance with the Division of Revenue Act. It is also important to note that the deployment of technical assistance and getting buy-in from provinces is still a challenge with regard to the Neighborhood Development Partnership Grant. The slower spending was also due to the lower than expected payments for the state's debt cost. As a result, an amount of 800 million was saved. The low spending and compensation of employees was reported precisely because 180 vacancies, or 14%, of the post established not being filled, and the government has paid lower than it projected for performance bonuses. The payment for technical assistance unit, TAU, was lower than anticipated at the end of the financial year. An amount of 10.1 million was not spent due to the delays in finalizing the firm level survey for job creation. Part of the slow spending was also due to the cost containment measures in the travel and subsistence areas. An amount of 33 million was not spent on goods and services for transferral systems and the IMFS project due to the delays in signing of service level agreements. As part of the current payment allocation, 888.4 million was not spent due to 180 vacancies not being filled for Infrastructure Delivery Improvement Program, that is the IDIP, and also for the same reason, the Integrated Financial Management System, there were vacancies there, and that's for the National Treasury. The Department of Health, it had an available budget of 21.6 billion. However, 20.9 billion or 96.6% was spent. This therefore means that the department underspent by 752.9 million or 3.4% at the end of the financial year. The reason for the under expenditure was due to the reason for the expenditure as follows. An amount of 1.2 billion was allocated for current payments. However, only 808.2 million, or 80.9%, was spent. 384.4 million was allocated for compensation of employees, but 352.6 million, or 92% expenditure was recorded. An amount of 725.7 million was allocated for goods and services, but only 542.7 million, or 74.8%, was spent. An amount of 20.5 billion was allocated for transfers and subsidies. Only 20 billion of that was spent, and that constituted 97.5% expenditure. For capital payment, the department allocated 4.59 million for 2010-11 financial year, 44.9 million for 2010-11 financial year. However, at the end of the financial year, the department had spent only 17.5 million, which then constituted 39.1%. This low spending on compensation of employees was due to delays in the appointment resulted from the restructuring in the department. The under expenditure of 180 million of goods and services was mainly due to non-renewal of contract with the Homanan project or program. The department is now using Government Communications and Information Services, that is the GCIS, for the HIV/AIDS awareness programs. Therefore, the expenditure was less than it was projected for the Komanan project program. This was also due to the lack of spending on service sector education and training authorities. Part of the things that contributed to the above under expenditure includes low spending of vaccines, mass campaign, and love life. An amount of 77.3 million was allocated for vaccines, mass campaign, but only 38.6 million, or 50% of that, was transferred at the end of the financial year. So, about half of 30.6 million was not transferred. An amount of 3.9 million was allocated for Council of Medical Schemes.
When they refer to the contributors to the under expenditure, they mention the vaccines, mass campaign, and Love Life, but then they deal only with the vaccines, and they don't deal with Love Life. What the under expenditure was on what the non-transfer was on Love Life. And I would just wonder whether the researchers can get that information so I can put it in.
I think it's the inconsistency that Honorable Mashiko was raising in terms of the reporting, because we do know that they indicated that there was no transfer altogether between them and Love Life. I think that in terms of what you're saying is that it should reflect here, so that for someone who is not familiar with this report, because these reports, once we pass them, don't become just our property. Students who do studies, they also read they want to read this report, and this report must make sense to someone who is not part of the committee. So it's just those kind of things that we must improve on.
Thanks, members. Well, I think I need to say this. These kind of comments are very, very important, especially for me who just joined the committee, because it's a learning curve. I am able to see where we are lacking and where we should improve. I'm sure I also need to be proactive in identifying this, but I can promise the committee that going forward, all these things will be considered and will improve, obviously. Well,
an amount of 3.9 million was allocated for cancel of medical scheme, and this allocation was not transferred. Under expenditure has been reported under Health Human Resource Management and Development Program. An amount of 13.9 million was allocated for goods and services in the program. At the end of the financial year, only 4 million or 29.1% was spent. Under expenditure has been reported under Health Services Program. An amount of 85.5 million was allocated for goods and services in this program. At the end of the financial year, only 57.9 million or 67.6% was spent. An amount of 11.4 billion was earmarked for transfers and subsidies. Only 10.9 billion was transferred. This low spending on transfer budget was due to the lack of transfer payment for hospital revitalization program. An amount of 4 billion was allocated for hospital revitalization. Only 3.5 billion or 88.7% was spent. According to the department, these funds were withheld due to the slow spending in the following provinces. That is the Eastern Cape, Free State, Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, Limpopo, and Northern Cape. The slow spending on capital payments was as a result of the delay in procurement of IT services and forensic lab specialized equipment. That was the Department of Health. Well, with respect to the Department of Public Enterprise, the department was allocated an available budget of 555.5 million. But at the end of the financial year, the fourth quarter department had spent only 537.2 million, or 96.7%. This therefore means that an under expenditure of 18.3 million, or 3.3%, was recorded. And then the reason for under expenditure in terms of economic classifications are an amount of 175.4 million was allocated for current payments. Only 157.3 million, or 89.7%, was spent. 90.3 million was allocated for goods and services, but 82.6 million, or 90.5%, was spent. An amount of 85.1 million was allocated for goods and services. Only 74.6 million, or 87.8%, was spent. Well, capital payments, 3.4 million was allocated, but 3.1 million was spent. That constitutes 93.5% expenditure. Well, the other expenditure reported under current payments was due to 22 vacancies, or 12% of the post established not being filled. So here, the issue of vacancies also comes out as the main culprit. Part of the reason was also delays in the payment of consultancy fees and other purchases of inventory. The under expenditure reported under capital payment was mainly due to the payment for computer equipment not being made because this could not be delivered on time. However, noticing the level of under expenditure, the department has applied for rollovers. With respect to the Department of Transport, the department had an available budget of 25.2 billion. Yet at the end of the financial year, the fourth quarter, the department had spent only 25 billion, which amounted to 99.2% spend expenditure. As a result, 148.2 million or less than 0% under expenditure at the end of the financial year was recorded. Even though the department has reported 99.2% expenditure, some level of under-expenditure have been identified in areas of current payments and capital payments. For current payments, 983.8 million was allocated for the 2010-11 financial year, but 929 million, 94.4% was spent. For capital payments, 3.9 million was allocated for the same period. But of this amount, only 1.8 million, or 48.2%, was spent on capital assets. While the notable under expenditure on current payments was attributed to the following reasons. First is the delays in the appointment of service providers. That's the first reason for under expenditure for this department, that is the Department of Transport. And then delays in the implementation of the Freight Master Plan, border optimization strategy, and implementation of freight logistics strategy. The other reason is the under expenditure on tax recapitalization program. The number of taxes scrapped was less than anticipated by the department for the 2010-11 financial year. Also, the delays in the implementation of electronic performance management system contributed to the level of under expenditure in the department.
What again, those inconsistencies arise here because we've shown the under expenditure, but we're not told that this is the amount that was allocated and this is what was spent, so that we're able to follow properly how much was the under expenditure, you know. I think that is something we need to follow up with National Treasury. Okay, continue.
Well, as a concluding remark here is that the under expenditure reported on capital payment was attributed to the non-conclusion of the regional infrastructure program projects. So the regional infrastructure projects were not concluded.
This paragraph that you just read, you know, at the top of the page, you refer to the capital payments and, you know, the amount that was spent, and then, you know, he goes to current payments from there. Shouldn't this paragraph that you just read be moved up to, you know, to the title of the capital payments? So that this paragraph that he just read, move it up to immediately after capital payments, because then you refer to the under expenditure there and you say that as the reason for the under expenditure. And then you go to current payments after that.
I didn't get to, I'm sure you followed, are you able to comment?
Yeah, I think Honorable Fart is referring to the issue of inconsistent with respect to the structure of the document, the sequence. Yeah, I will note that one and make sure it's attended to. Thanks, Honorable Fart. So, all in all, the under expenditure reported on capital payments was attributed to the non-conclusion of regional infrastructure programs. These infrastructure projects are expected to be finalized at the end of the 2011 financial year, so they were not finalized as expected, so they contributed hugely on the other expenditure recorded in the department. So the Department of Home Affairs, which is amongst the department that overspent, it was allocated an available budget of 5.8 billion. But the department ended up spending 6.1 billion, and that amounted to 112.6%. So there we've got an over expenditure of about 12.6%. That is the Department of Home Affairs. In terms of brand and sense, the department overspent by 737.4 million. The high level of over expenditure has been noted under current payments, capital payments, and transfers and subsidies. So, all in all, economic classifications, including the minor ones. An amount of 3.8 billion was allocated for current payments. At the end of the fourth quarter, 4.4 billion, or 112%, was spent. This means that expenditure on current payments exceeded its projected budget by 641.7 million, or 12%, at the end of the financial year. That is. An amount of 1.9 billion was allocated for goods and services. At the end of the financial year, 2.3 billion, or 121.1%, was spent. So there we've got an over expenditure as well. This means that expenditure on goods and services exceeded its projected budget by 49.1 million or 21.1%. Well, with respect, an amount of 113.9 million was allocated for capital payments. At the end of the period, 209.6 million or 184% was spent, so 84% over expenditure was recorded. This was due to the increase of spending on software and other tangible assets, machinery and equipment as well. An amount of 96.8 million was allocated for machinery and equipment. At the end of the financial year, 158 million or 164% was spent. So there we've got about 64% of expenditure. For software and other tangible assets, 17.1 million was allocated at the end of the period. At the end of the period, 50.8 million or 296.9% was spent. There we've got about 196.9% of expenditure. Some of the reasons that contributed to the high level of over expenditure in the Department of Home Affairs are as follows. The payments for outstanding debt from previous financial years, the reprioritization of funds from personnel-related expenditure, and then the payment for Fever 3 consulting and for IT infrastructure debt. The department is responsible for four programs. All three of these programs reported over expenditure, except Program 4, which is transferred to agencies, which has only reported 117.4% transfer payments, so it exceeded its projected transferal by 17.4%.
And this report says all the three departments reported over expenditure. But this one, it was fine because it was 117%.
But
then
all three
of these programs report over expenditure, except Program 4, which is still under 17%. So it's normal for us to happen is to clean up this report now. Maybe it's good that Pedelan is not here, you're here. And the members are able to pick this thing up. Really, there has to be cleanup of the report. May I continue?
Well, now I'm turning over to the Department of Women, Children, People with Disabilities. The department was allocated an available budget of 106.1 million. However, at the end of the fourth quarter, the department had spent 109.9 million, or 103.5%. So there we've got about you've got an under expenditure, which is really insignificant. This means that the department has overspent by 3.7 million, or 9.9% at the end of the financial year. The high level of expenditure has been identified in the area of goods and services. The department was allocated 47.6 million for current payments in the same period. At the end of the financial year, the department has spent 57.7 million, or 121.1%.
Something I don't understand now. You see, we started with saying the department spent 109.9 million, or 103.5%. In other words, 3.5% more than what they should have spent. And then he goes on and he says, this means that the department has overspent by 3.73 million, or 9.9% at the end of the financial year. How do you suddenly now spend 9.9% instead of 3.5? I don't know. Maybe I'm stupid.
Now, what you should do, mark all these mistakes or inconsistencies that are there, so that part of the Guinea Act, because Honorable Swart is correct, that simple math, 9.9 and 1.3 will not give you 109.9%.
There's something wrong with that. Okay, thanks. Well, the high level of expenditure has been identified in areas of goods and services. So goods and services contributed largely to the over expenditure that we see in this department. The department has allocated 47.6 million for current payments in the same period. At the end of the financial year, the department has spent 57.7 million, or 121.1%. This was due to the over expenditure on goods and services, which were allocated 26.5 million for the same period. 38.7 million, or 164%, was spent at the end of the period. Then we have a table on budget analysis on goods and services, which then reflect clearly where the level of over or under expenditure emanated from. First, we've got travel and substance, which had an expenditure of 23.4 million. And then that expenditure in terms of percentage is 88% of the available budget or the allocated budget. And then we've got values and facilities. And then the budget spent there amounted to 14% of the allocated. Promotional item, there only 14% was spent. And then we've got catering, only 10% was spent. Cell phone allowance, only 4% was spent. And then the total budget for goods and services, we said it was 26.5 million. But only, 34.5 million was spent. So overall,
I agree. I mean, these things, they can't come together because the highest percentage is 88%.
But that is 88% over the budget. You see what they didn't do, for instance, the adjusted budget figures are not in here.
Yes.
They're not shown. Mm-hmm. And then they show the actual, and then they show a percentage. But I think what he's trying to do here is to say to us in which items of goods and services did the over expenditure occur. And for instance, on travel and subsistence, they over expended by 88%. This is how I understand it. It's not underspending or a very low expenditure or whatever, or only expended 4%. It is where they overspend on goods and services.
Okay, thank you. But then, I won't repeat the fact that clearly a lot of cleaning needs to be done so that people can follow. Because at the end of the day, we're not the only people who are going to look at this report. In fact, we're also inviting portfolio committees as well to look at this report. for their own oversight. So we must be able, each one of us must be able to explain this report. Okay, let me continue.
Just concluding on the first eight departments, and then afterwards it will be the other eight that we sampled. The table above shows how the budget for goods and services has been dispersed and spent by the department. The analysis shows that 88% of the goods and services budget is spent on travel and substances. Fourteen % of venues and facilities. Okay. The analysis shows that 88% of the goods and services budget is spent on travel and subsistence. 14% of venues and facilities. 14% on promotion items, 10% on catering, and it's just a repetition of what is provided for in the table. So the document goes on to say this raises concerns given government.
If you look at the second sentence, it says, analysis shows that 88% of the goods and services budget is spent on travel and then subsistence. Eh? Mm-hmm. Now, let's say that the subsistence was the right word. The right word is subsistence. But it is not saying, the point that I'm just trying to draw your attention to, it's not saying that this 88% is overspending. Yes. So, I mean, it brings more confusion in other ways.
Yeah.
It brings...
You see, the adjusted budget was there.
Yeah.
And it was indicated there at the top. Then we would have known what was going on.
What the issue, yeah.
But now we don't.
Let's go.
It shows us that out of that budget, which was for goods and services, 23 million. I don't know whether it's 23 million or 1,000 million was spent. Out of 26, 23 was spent on traveling only, which is very, very, very high.
I think this report, sorry, the original report does indicate, that's why we're inviting them, because the reporting, the National Travel Report indicates clearly that this is very awkward, inconsistent, because a lot is spent on traveling. It's not spent on core functions of the department. Okay.
The overall issue here is that this expenditure trend on goods and services raises concerns given government priorities which are not reflected in the expenditure outcomes. This raises concerns since these items are not regarded as core operating expenses of the department. However, they make up more than 100% of the goods and services budget and 33% of the... Yes. And 33% of the department's budget. It is therefore important to note that these expenditure patterns were captured from the presidency's suspense account since the department's financial system was only finalized in November 2010. Despite attempts by the National Treasury, the department has failed to provide reasons for overexpenditure in its budget and failed to provide performance and expenditure reports for projects and programs that were budgeted and are taken during the 2010-11 financial year. Well, with respect to the Department of Basic Education, the department had an available budget of 6.2 billion and had an However, it had an expenditure of 5.5 billion, which then constitutes 18.4% at the end of the fourth quarter. As a result, an annual expenditure of 656.9 million, or 10.6% of the available budget, was incurred. Of these, current payments had an available allocation of 1.8 billion, of which 1.1 million or 64.0% was recorded. That is the under-expenditure. No, that is the expenditure. Of that, within current payments, compensation of employees had 258.9 million, of which 252.9 million or 94.0% expenditure was recorded. Goods and services at 1.5 billion, of which 875.8 million or 58.5% expenditure was recorded. Well, with respect to transfers and subsidies, 4.4 billion, of which 4.4 million or 99.6% expenditure was recorded. No, there's a mistake there. It's supposed to be 4.4 billion as well. So, if I may restart, transfers and subsidies, 4.392 billion, of which 4.373 billion or 99.6 expenditure was recorded. Payments for capital asset had 7.986 million, of which 6.889 million, or is it billion?
Million this time, Honorable Harrison.
I think it's millions for capital assets. Payment for capital assets.
The capital assets with national departments are a very small amount.
Maybe to repeat.
It is the way we are writing now. These are all things that make it difficult for someone else. If it is difficult for you as a member, then how much more for other people? But it's fine.
Well, what is also important to note here is that transfers and subsidies in the Department of Basic Education constitute 71% of the overall available budget, which was 18....
What is that?
transfers and subsidies constituting 71% of the department's budget recorded 18.3 million non-transferer, largely due to the following reason. First, slow spending in Program 2, which is curriculum policy support and monitoring, where 15.5 million of the technical secondary school conditional grant was withheld from provinces due to slow spending of this grant by provinces. Basically, what is happening here is the document is reflecting that all in all, significant amounts were channeled to transfers and subsidies. However, there is a significant level of under expenditure, and then it then goes to list the reasons and from which program those under expenditure came from. So the first one is low spending in Program 2, which is curriculum policy support and monitoring, where 15.5 million of the technical secondary school conditional grant was withheld from provinces due to slow spending of this grant. And the second reason is lower than expected spending in Program 1, which is administration, that was only transferred to UNESCO for membership fees, where 77.2% of the available funds were spent as a result of fluctuating exchange rate. Those are the reasons that were provided by National Treasury. With respect to under expenditure on goods and services, these are the following reasons. The workbooks project, where 166.4 million of the available 750 million was spent due to savings realized on the development of the workbooks. So here there was low expenditure, and the department argued that it was due to the savings, the saving that was incurred in yes, Honorable Minister. According to the department, savings incurred by using the in-house service of the Department of Basic Education for design, layout and development of the literacy and numeracy workbook for grade 1 to 6 program 2. That is in Program 2. Another reason for underspending was the delays in filling of post in the National Education Evaluation and Development Unit and for the Integrated Quality Management System. That is in Program 3.
And that is a unit that was disbanded at one stage. I think according to the third quarter report, there's something. Okay, continue.
Also, contributed to this level is the delays in the implementation of the annual national assessment for grade 3, 6, and 9 that took place in February 2011 and not October 2010 as initially projected, and that occurred in Program 4. Also, the delay in appointing of a service provider to conduct a baseline study for the National School Nutrition Program, and that is in Program 5. With respect to under expenditure on compensation of employees, the reason was as follows. Delay in filling of post in the National Education Evaluation and Development Unit and for the Integrated Quality Management System. So here, the delay in filling of vacant post in this unit impacted both on compensation of employees and because it was highlighted on goods and services. So the non-filling of posts in that unit had an impact in the expenditure for goods and services and also for compensation of employees. But what was noted also by us as researchers.
One just reads it like that, it looks as if it's a repetition of the first paragraph.
Yeah.
I understand what you mean, because it says that everyone is talking about the story. But it's actually a repetition of one or the other.
The way the sentence is constructed, so it needs to reflect what you want to convey. Just mark it so that it's improved. Okay.
But if you look at the document as well, the original document, you will also note that under payment for capital assets in aggregate, there was a recorded under expenditure of 1 million or 13.7% of the 7.9 million available budget. However, no explanation was provided as to what resulted into that level of under expenditure. That is payment for capital assets, 1 million of under expenditure was recorded, but no explanation is available from National Treasury. The Department of Arts and Culture had an available budget of 2.4 billion, of which 2.441 billion, of which 2.248 billion, or 92% expenditure, was recorded at the end of the fourth quarter. As a result, 192.4 million, or 7.9% of the available budget, was recorded. That is the under expenditure. Of that, current payments had an available budget of 379 million, of which 361.2 million, or 93.3% of the available budget, under expenditure was recorded. So the under expenditure there is 361.2. No, that is the expenditure. So no under expenditure is presented. Of that, under current payments, compensation of employees had 152.9 million. Of which 152.8 million, or 100% expenditure, was recorded. Goods and services had 226.1 million, of which 208.4 million, or 92.1%.
While you are there, that first bulletin there, why that is recorded at 100%? Okay. Is it because the money, the difference is too small? Why is it not 99 point something%? Why is it recorded at 100%? Because those amounts are not the same. So in your understanding, while you are doing this presentation now, why in your view is it recorded at 100%?
Yeah, thanks a lot, honorable member. Well, that is, I think, some of the things that we really need to work on. Because if you look at percentages, it may seem that there's insignificant under expenditure, over expenditure. At some point, it will be reflected as 100% expended. But then when you calculate in terms of rands and cents, you realize that there is an amount of under expenditure that was recorded. So that is the challenge with the calculations. If you look at it from the percentage point of view, it does not reflect the actual difference if it is small. So in this case, I agree there is some kind of difference, but then when you calculate it in terms of percentages, this will just indicate 100% because it is too small. So I think that is the calculation thing that happened. I don't know how to put it.
So is that what, anyway, the treasury put it as well?
Yes.
So you just took it as that explanation because from there. Remember, we agreed that this is your source document is treasury.
Mm.
So maybe the treasury will be able to explain it better than.
Yeah.
Okay. No, but I take your explanation.
Thanks.
You can continue.
Okay. Great. Thanks. Okay. For goods and services, the available budget was 226.2 million, of which 208.4
million, or 92.1% under expenditure was recorded. Then for transfers and subsidies, there was an available allocation of 2 billion, of which 1.9 billion, or 91.7% expenditure was recorded. Under payment for capital assets, 6.6 million, of which 2.2 million, or 33.6% expenditure was recorded. The transfers and subsidies under expenditure of 170.2 million or 8.3% of the 2 billion available allocation was due to the following reasons. That is transfers and subsidies. So the under expenditure was the result of the following listed reasons. Number one is the slow spending on the investing in culture program, that is under program 4. So there was a slow spending there, that is investing in culture. It's a sub program under project 4. So it is said that the investing in culture program was allocated in available budget of 117.4 million and spent just 92.5 million. Which then constitutes 78.7% expenditure. And then the other reason was the withholding of funds due to poor spending by provinces on the community libraries services conditional grant. The community library services conditional grant spent 90.1%, that is 161.9 million. Of its 512.7 million available budget, and that all kept under Program 6. The Community Library Service Conditional Grant is under Program 6. The department withheld an amount of 50.2 million due to slow spending by provincial departments on this program or sub-program. Well, for payment for capital assets, the other expenditure was due to delays in purchasing computers and office furniture for senior management staff across all programs. That is the Art and Culture Department. And now it's the Department of Correctional Services, which had an available budget of 15.427 billion, but of which 14.698 or 95.3% of the available budget expenditure was recorded at the end of the fourth quarter. As a result, 728.6 million or 4.7% of the available budget and expenditure was recorded. Of that, current payments had 13.993 billion of which 13.523 or 96.7% expenditure was recorded. Underneath those that category, which is current payments, compensation of employees had 9.9 billion, of which 9.5 or 96.3% expenditure was recorded. Goods and services had 4.1 billion, of which only 4 billion. 97.6% expenditure was recorded. Transfers and subsidies, on the other hand, at 64.5 million percent, of which nearly 100% was transferred to receiving entities overall. Payment for capital assets at 1.4 billion, of which 1.1 billion or 80.7% expenditure was recorded. Much of the other expenditure incurred in this department is attributed to vacant posts, especially under administration, that is Program 1, Security Program, which is Program 2, and then the Care Program, which is Program 4, and the Development Program, which is Program 5. Other reasons mentioned by the National Treasury include the following. That is the delays in the finalization of service level agreements by the State Information Technology Agency in relation to the IT project that happened under the administration program, that is Program 1. So there were some delays in the finalization of service level agreements. The second reason is the delays in the procurement of machinery and equipment for nutritional and health care services that happened in the care program, Program 2. Also, delays in the procurement of production and environment management equipment, which happened in the development program, which is Program 5. Also, the slow spending of capital works projects by the contractors and delays in tender processes by the Department of Public Works that happens in the facilities program. Can't remember the name. And then slow implementation of capital projects contributed to slow spending in capital assets, and the department requested a rollover of 253.3 million. Of finalization of the project. That was the Department of Correctional Service. And now it's the Economic Development, which is for 27. The department has an available budget of 449.8 million, of which 401.1 million, or 89.2% expenditure, was recorded at the end of the fourth quarter. As a result, 48.8 million. Or 10% of the available budget under expenditure was recorded. In terms of economic classifications, current payments had 90 million, of which 40.3 million, or 44.7% expenditure was recorded. Underneath that, compensation of employees had 57.8 million, of which 25.3 million. Or 43.8% expenditure was recorded. Goods and services had 101.4 million, of which 90.3 million, or 89% expenditure was recorded. With respect to transfers and subsidies, 355 million was allocated, but 356.5 million was transferred, but in terms of percentages, that reflects a transferal of 100% transferal, in fact 100.4% transferal, but then in actual numbers, there's some kind of non-transferal that happened, but so small. For payments for capital assets, there was 4.7 or 4.8 million, of which 4.3 million or 90.3% expenditure was recorded. Transfers and subsidies reflected 100% expenditure on its available budget of 355 million. However, it should be noted that the 3.45 million environment for cooler had not been included in the in-year monitoring, and the total available funds should therefore be 358.5 million. So in a way, what National Treasury is saying, there is a particular amount for the cooler. I'm sure it's the cooler project. There was a environment made to that project, but this amount was not recorded or taken into consideration during the in-year monitoring. So that is why you see in terms of their transferal, it's reflected as 100%, but this amount was not taken into consideration. I'm sure the committee would like to raise this when the department comes. So what happened? What happened to that amount? Well, for payment for capital assets, the under-expenditures attributed to challenges regarding spending of software on software and intangible assets and machinery and equipment components of capital payments. Under expenditure in Program 4, which is Economic Development and Dialogue, and as well as Economic Policy Development, as well as Program 1, that is Administration. Under expenditure there was largely as a result of vacant posts a large number of them. So those projects, it's the economic development and dialogue, economic policy development, as well as administration. There was a high level of under expenditure due to vacant posts. So vacant posts, again, creep up as a main challenge. So for the Department of Human Settlement, here these are preliminary figures, so these are not finalized figures. I'm sure perhaps when the department comes, there's a possibility that they will give us different figures from the ones indicated here, because maybe when they come, they'll come with a finalized figures compared to these ones, which are not really final, which were not final by the time of compiling this document by the National Treasurer. But then, with these preliminary figures, the department had an available budget of 16.3 billion.
After the explanation and the question that comes to mind, is it prudent, therefore, to engage on the preliminary figure, since we are supposed to be engaging on the fourth quarter report, as it were? So what is the status of the preliminary report as opposed to what we have been doing? Shouldn't we then wait for a final figure which we'll be able to engage? Because if it happens, what Musa, this is Musa is saying, that if they come out with the different figures, what would then be the use of the exercise of engaging with this so-called preliminary figure, as it were? I'm worried that we may spend our time engaging on a report which may not be relevant to us by the time we engage them. That is my only concern. But if it is fine with you, or it is a procedural issue, then I will raise my case there.
Now, I think that we understand the concern, but what he is saying is that, he has noted that these are preliminary figures. I think generally these are the figures that come from National Treasury at the end of the fourth quarter. I don't know which date, but not necessarily the 31st of March. I don't know when they receive this thing. But I think that by now, they should be having the final figure. If normally, I think they present them to us, because if they are changing, those changes are not normally they're normally negligible, what you call the changes. But I think I take the point that maybe in the meantime, that the department is not here, we must get the final figure, so that the department doesn't say to us correctly when we engage and say, no, sorry, your figures are wrong. We have seen these are the final figures. Yeah, continue.
Okay. Well, the Department of Human Settlement therefore had 16.3 billion, of which 16 billion, or only 16 billion, which then constituted 98.8% expenditure. That is the only expenditure that was recorded. So of the 16.3 billion that was available, only 16 billion was spent. And in terms of percentages, that is 98.8% expenditure. As a result, 199.7 million was underspent. In terms of percentages, that is 1.2% under expenditure of the available budget. In terms of economic classification, current payments had 585.4 million, of which 441.8 million was spent. In terms of percentages, that is 75.5% expenditure. under current payments. Under net current payments, we've got compensation of employees, which had 240.8 million, of which only 216.5 million was spent. In terms of percentages, that is 86.3%. Goods and services had 334 million, of which only 225.1 million was spent. That is 67.4% expenditure. Transfers and subsidies had 15.5 billion, of which, okay, let me put it like this. Transfers and subsidies had 15.535 billion, of which 15.533 billion was spent. In terms of percentages, that is reflected as 100% expenditure. But then if you do some calculations, you will realize that there is some kind of under-expenditure that happened or non-transferral, which is again very small. Then in terms of percentages, it is not taken into account. Nearly, yes. Well, payment for capital assets had 177.3 million, of which 116.7 million was expenditure was recorded or was spent. That in terms of percentage is a 68% expenditure. Well, though the department's performance reflects 100% expenditure on transfers and subsidies, that is nearly 100% expenditure on transfers and subsidies. However, an under expenditure of 1.7 million was recorded. As I think here it's where I somehow got it right, because what I was trying to do is to indicate that even though in terms of percentages it will seem that the department transferred everything, however, when you do the calculation, you realize that in terms of rents and cents, there is a non-transferral of 1.7 million, maybe of which is something that I should have done throughout the document. Well,
spending, because that is what he's saying in an opening, the 100%, but that is a very insignificant amount of 1.7 million. It is very much insignificant. So nonetheless, they qualify to get 100%. That is where my point was in the first place.
Mm.
That's exactly what. And you are trying to explain it, and you are right. If you had, in the sequence, if you have been doing this explanation from the inception of your presentation, maybe I will say it makes a little bit of sense. But there are these small amounts, but in your view, this contributes to the 100%, and we shouldn't worry about it. If that is the spirit and matter of the presentation, as it were.
Yeah, I must concede. When we do this analysis, that is where we also get stuck. Because when you look at it in terms of percentages, it seems insignificant. But again, now, for the committee, if I am trying to walk on the shoes of the committee members, when I see it in terms of rents and cents, the 1.7 million under expenditure, I'm not too sure whether it is insignificant or it's small with respect to service delivery.
Do I understand you to be saying, maybe, in terms of your calculations, it's 16 billion, vis-a-vis this 1 million. So when you calculate it, you find that it's 99.999 maybe percentage. Maybe something like that, and or sometimes in the calculation, maybe it may reflect the 100% when we know that it's not actually 100% because there is this amount. Yes, go.
Whether, you know, at the top there, when you refer to transfers and subsidies, he says 15.5 million, of which 15.5 million, and then he's going to add there, or nearly 100%, the expenditure was recorded. But he shouldn't just add a sentence there to say, under expenditure was only 1.736 million. And then take out the sentence and tell.
Another note made here is that the department also recorded notable under expenditure on various programs such as the housing policy research and monitoring, the housing planning and delivery, strategic relations and governance. Under expenditure in the department is usually attributed to vacant posts not filled. The under spending on the accelerated community infrastructure program and the rural household infrastructure grant was recorded. It amounted to 33.3 million, which is then 33.3% of its 100 million available budget. So basically, some of the things that were not really put to the fore by National Treasury in terms of their narrative. But then if you do the calculations, even by looking at the numbers themselves, you notice that there are programs that underspend significantly. That is the housing policy research and monitoring, housing planning and delivery, strategic relations and governance. There was a lot of underexpenditure there because the problem, or maybe the issue with this department, is that about, I think, 70% of this budget is transferred to provinces. I think a significant amount of their budget is through transfers and subsidies. So they are only in charge of a small percentage of the budget. So if you look at it, you will see that nearly 100% was transferred. But what we try to do is also to pinpoint some of the projects of which the department is in charge of where they underspend significantly. And those are the housing policy, research and monitoring, housing planning, delivery, strategic relations and governance. And the overall theme or the overall reason for under expenditure within the department, save for transfers and subsidies, is due to large number of posts not being filled. That is the overall issue in the department. I think the National Treasury also alluded to that as well. So if you look also at the non-transferal that happened, which we said when you look at it in terms of percentages, the main factor there is the amount that was not dispersed to the rural households and infrastructure grant, which recorded an under expenditure of 33.3 million or 33.3% of its 100 million available budget. So that is the grant that I think the community needs to focus on when engaging with the department and say, why these monies were not transferred and what is the implication with respect to the delivery of houses or housing to communities.
Chairperson, I don't want to sound like I understand here. I think I need to be educated here. Just a little bit. Very, very little. You have a 100% substitute transfer. That is according to your earlier statement. On your last statement, you have an understanding on this program. In infrastructure grant, accelerated community infrastructure program, rural households. This is different amount now, 330. How does it relate to the transfer of subsidies? Because these are also subsidies. I need a little bit of some kind of education there, because I said earlier I wanted to engage with the powers that be, having the understanding of what this document is talking to. That is the first one. But the second one, chapter 10, was with regard to compensation of employees. Which recorded there on your first under current payment, recorded 86.3% expenditure. And, but there is an explanatory note there which seeks to suggest that the high underspendisher in this department is attributed to the vacant post not fit. For me, that sentence will talk to the very same compensation of employees, which has an underspending of 86, if I'm correct. So maybe that sentence then should seek to talk to that underspending of 86. If my understanding is correct here. But here you are saying huge, and here is 86. I don't know whether 13.7% will be classified as huge, because I've seen the other departments with 74 and all that. Why that emphasis in there, if you understand my question?
I agree with you, but maybe the whole issue has to do with how this whole report is crafted, including this section. Because what is happening, if you look at page 17, the very second paragraph, the Human Settlement Development Grant makes up 93% of the department's adjusted appropriation. That it means that 93% of the budget is transferred. But what is left in the department is what is on page 16 now. Your policy research and monitoring, housing, those are because it's only that amount that is actually done by the national department. And there, that's where this under expenditure is reflected. Because a vacant post not filled, and all these under kind of things that are indicated. But I agree with you. The issue is, how do you put it here such that everyone understands what you're trying to say? Because if you don't clearly right here, people will have all kinds of interpretations instead of having one interpretation of what is intended to be conveyed by this message. I think that's the issue that Honorable Mead is trying to say, that maybe we should write such that people can follow. If we were to say, for instance, to members, well, members, there's a report, there's no need for this presentation. Now, it means that each one of us would come back with a different interpretation. And then you come and have to engage what we call the department with the...
and then you get hiding. So. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Okay. Now, so let's really do the disciplinary assault that is properly what you call a reflected. Because I think that that's one of the reasons why this department was one of the 17 departments that were highlighted in this report. It's because it owns small budget of 7% that it spends internally. There's a lot of understanding. The reason why that it looks like the spending reflects much better is because the bulk of the money is transferred to provinces. But we all know that the money that is transferred is not necessarily equal to money spent. Sure, thanks. Okay. Or is there something we still want to add in terms of explanation? Okay, please. International relations? Just to conclude this part, to say, unfortunately, once this money that is transferred through provinces is transferred, those reports don't come to us. They go to NCOP, for instance. And all that we see here is that Northwest underspent, only spent 87% of their grant. We don't know what about the other provinces. But we can always get those reports if we want to, because the NCOP does get those reports.
No, Chairman, I thought maybe while you are there, it's because of the constraints or the capacity on our part not to engage. Because this is a transfer. But it may be because of the work that we are doing. We don't have time to do it, but I don't want maybe to misunderstand you in saying Northwest, for instance, we cannot summon them and ask them why 87%. Because I believe the constraint is time on our part to engage on that, if I understand you correctly.
Maybe because that question. Because maybe the MEC is from us, and she knew that she could tell us. The MEC of Finance was here and told us that Northwest did not implement. So they, as the province, I think it's held by her department in Treasury, does not transfer until the service is done. So they're actually, as a province, not. It seems the province is just sent to municipalities, but she's not doing that. She's keeping the money at the province and sees the action and delivers. Because the municipalities will always say, no, we can't spend in human settlement because we don't have capacity. But others have already spent the money there, I think. Because she's the only one who could talk about it in front of us. Maybe, as you say, because she was from the National Assembly and she knows that the transfer is coming. She knows that the transfer is from national. That's why maybe as a former person, she knew that we had to know about it. And she's the only one who mentioned it. But despite that, the others didn't even refer to it. They just, the money was sent to municipalities. And it comes to what the third person says, that immediately it goes to municipalities. They feel is the competence of National Council of Provinces.
I want later to talk about this oversight and also that to, I don't know if the members did get the information about the budget of the committee, but let's just put this aside. So it was not sent to everyone. Sorry. Okay. No, it's fine that we didn't get it. No, it's fine. That I will. Let's talk about it later on. I think it's something that we need to talk about.
But with respect to the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, 4.7 billion was available or allocated, but 4.4 billion, or 93.1% expenditure was recorded at the end of the fourth quarter. As a result of this, 325.2 million or 6.9% of the available budget was underspent. Of this, in terms of economic classification, current payments had 3.553 billion, of which 3.528 billion, or 98.3% expenditure was recorded. Underneath that, compensation of employees 99.3. Well, underneath that, compensation of employees had 1.9 billion, at 1.9 billion of which 1.8 billion was spent, and that in terms of percentages, the expenditure was 96.1%. For goods and services, 1.694 billion was available, of which only 1.655 billion was spent. In terms of percentages, the expenditure there was 97.7%. With respect to transfers and subsidies, the available budget was 872.3 million, of which only 798.5 million was spent, and that amounts to 91.5% expenditure, I guess, yeah. Payments for capital asset had 290.1 million, of which only 52.7 million, or 18.2% expenditure was. Yes. So that is the level of expenditure that was recorded, that is 18.2%, which is 52.7 million of the 290.1 million available budget.
Let's just get the reference right there. Is it 18% that was spent, or it's underspent by 18%? Actual
transfers and subsidies under expenditures are attributed to the following. Savings of transfer payment was due to foreign exchange gain during this financial year, as reflected by the recorded under expenditure in program for international transfer. That is the explanation given by National Treasury for under expenditure on transfers and subsidies. It states that savings of transfer payments due to foreign exchange gains during this financial year, as reflected by the recorded under expenditure in program 4. So, in terms of this saving, it happened in program 4, that is international transfers. and then it contributed to the non-transferal of funds in the department. With respect to capital payments for capital assets, the reasons are as follows. It's again savings, but that relates to the capital project that will be completed in the next financial year, and savings on machinery and equipment which could not be acquired during the financial year.
That 18.2% expenditure.
Yeah.
I wonder if we shouldn't just clarify by saying that the under expenditure was therefore 81.8%.
Now you said we must remove under, we remove so now it reflects that only 18%.
They only spent 18.2%.
Well, I thought that it's 18%, but if members want to reflect, it's fine. Okay. Continue. Let us try to accelerate a little bit.
The last bullet, savings that related to the capital project that will be completed next financial year, and savings on machinery and equipment which could not be acquired during this financial year. Really, there are some issues which I think should be phrased differently, because at the beginning of the financial year, they knew they needed this machinery and equipment, and suddenly because they could not. Here we understand this is a real gain where the currency assisted us, but the very last one on capital assets, they knew at the beginning of the year when they planned and they requested this money that they were going to need this machine at. Now they could not spend it, and suddenly it's a saving. I don't know whether that is how it should appear, but if that's how the research bill should be. But I feel this is just not being able to plan their work or do what they were supposed to do, and it reflects here as saving when it's actually an under expenditure.
No, thanks. But on that one, that's right, Chair Person. On the very same, I think she coined it very, very correct. That is how it should happen. But the failure to comply with this, there are recommendations. I think it should be interesting to know to that, to know from the Treasury what has been done, because the ideal situation would be for them to ask for a condonement to save the money, to use it before the doing year. It's not easy to just keeping the money and keep quiet about it. It's not done in that fashion. That is the fair, that's what I said, is the rider on what she has already put it very eloquently. But everything just for a lazy reader like me, on that transfer of payment, the savings that was done again there, as recorded in Program 4, international transfer, maybe to save me, who is a slow reader or a lazy reader, just to explain further what is that entails, you know. Because what he is saying now to me is to go to the original,
thing, which I thought this presentation is trying to help me to understand what is that program for, what was not done there, what was supposed to be done, which was not done. That's the program for now, international transfer. So I'm saying it forces me to go to the original document, which I think I don't have much time to. If you understand what I'm trying to say.
Now, I think that they can maybe before I can
communicate. Yes, Chair, this last bullet point, my colleague is asking or wanting to know from Treasury that you must ask whether or what is that they have done in terms of recommending these people. But what I want to know from the researcher, is this formulation a researcher's formulation or from the Treasury? Before we can ask that question, I think it would be good to understand, because as I'm listening, most of the stuff here is cattle-based.
Most of it, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, can you
that's directly the point.
Yeah, can you respond directly to this?
Well, it's true. In terms of the reasons for underspending or overspending, the reasons are particularly the same that are provided by National Treasury in this document. What maybe I can say is that obviously we should have alerted the committee again. There's a missed opportunity.
No. Before you come to that, I think that the man is coming with something to assist us, because he's just asking that this wording, have you just transcribed it from National Treasury report, or is your own formulation of the So let's just address that, and then you can come with your motivation.
In this one, as it is, maybe there could be minor changes, but it's basically what National Treasury said. So, as an explanation, I think for me, the missed opportunity is when National Treasury was presenting on this. Perhaps because I also noticed that in some areas, the explanations are very brief. You know, they don't give a clarity of what happened. Then, so I think National Treasury was in a better position to elaborate there when it was here presenting on this document. But then, what I also maybe thought when we had an engagement with the other core sector is that where there are limitations, because over and above this document, we're still going to conduct an analysis per department as they will become for public hearings. So there, I think some of the questions that are raised now will also help us when we engage the department. And then again, it is our responsibility to now get to the nitty-gritties when departments come. But this one, to a very great extent, is more or less what National Treasury said. And then I think it was difficult to follow on or to do a follow-up on each and every item that we think it's incomplete, or we said maybe perhaps the best way is to wait for departments when they come and then probe further and said, here we see that National Treasury says this is because of this and that and that, but then it's not enough, so can you elaborate further? Especially to those that are still coming, I think the challenge will then be all the departments that will not be coming before the committee. Maybe also we need to do something for the committee so that a written request is also conducted.
I think the simple answer, Comrade, again, we're looking at the report of the presentation of National Treasury. Is that their wedding? That is a simple answer, you know.
together with him. However, Musa is correct to say, and I think that's where the Honorable Mashiach started, that this thing of saying, no, I will do the other thing next year, when you budget at the end of the year, you say between the 1st of April and 31st of March the following year, we are requesting this budget to do things. We know that our budgeting is over MTF, but you break it down. What is it that you're going to do this year?
Yeah.
What is it that you're going to do the following year? Now, the way they put it is now, it's fine. If you haven't done it this year,
it's not the same.
It's not the same, because now it means that you must apply for these funds now if you want to use them the following year. And they're not giving that indication. Or maybe we have been very generous to them, that we have never invited them. They keep on underspending it because their reports normally say, well, because they're dealing with foreign countries and the refugees come late and what. And we have been very understanding, you know, but sometimes we need to correct other things.
Come on, Master, you wanted to say something? No, no, that's the new law of land, and they are building new law of land and all that stuff. Maybe that's what we always close our eyes when the national treasurer says, no, that's what's happening in their foreign countries. But I think it has to be in line with whatever is being planned here. If it takes 2 years in London to get everything, then it must
be planned
that way.
That's part of our oversight.
I agree with you. Yeah, we're going as a while at this debate. Are they happening in New York?
I'm a very lazy reader, but it will be very much interesting especially when we engage with this department come around, because yeah, they had an original budget of 754. They had an adjusted budget of 828 during the adjustment period. That money they did not spend, and now they call that money savings. See, they ask for an adjustment. The money that they did not spend is sitting in their account, is doing something. Yeah, I think they are getting away with me. Yeah, that can't be correct. Yeah, I think yes, you are right, Mr. Researcher. You can explain this. Treasury can explain this better. We have missed that opportunity, but I think we will propose going forward that this department, who has been getting away for quite some time, to come before the committee and let's engage them. Thank you.
I think that Darren as well, maybe we should make, I suppose that copies were sufficient for everyone. We have those copies that, I'm talking about now National Treasury's presentation. I think if we could make them available to members so that everybody knows what National Treasury presented, I think it would be useful.
I didn't hear that.
You must ask. Now, come with Bankla, because he seems to slow reader. So I think we must proceed now.
The Department of Trade and Industry had an available budget of 6.2 billion. of which 5.8 billion was spent. And in terms of percentages, that is 93.6% expenditure. As a result, transit 97.8 million under expenditure was recorded. In terms of percentages, that is 6.4% of the available budget that was not spent. In terms of current payments at 1 billion, of which 987.2 million expenditure was recorded, that is 90% expenditure. Underneath that, we've got compensation of employees, which was allocated 552.6 million, of which 515.5 million expenditure was recorded, that is 93.3% expenditure. In terms of goods and services, the available budget was 544.3 million, of which 471.5 million expenditure was recorded.
You know, this income system sometimes it confuses. We're dealing with the current payments. The explanation is that compensation of employees. Now the other bullet now becomes goods and services. Now you're not only clear whether goods and services are still part of this, because the first bullet says with compensation of employees, 552 million. Of which 515 million, is it 515 or 552?
Yeah.
Supposed to be like that. Was spent, which is makes 93%. And so goods and services. Otherwise, again, it's 471 off that
564. This is what we initially mentioned. I think if they had recorded it like this right from the beginning, instead of confusing us, because at the beginning, they just said current payment and either mentioned one sub of what consists of this classification. Now they are doing it properly, because under current payment, you can see that is the payment of employees and whatever goes along with goods and services, whether it's traveling overseas or what. And then it comes well to transfer and subsidies and payments of capital assets. Whereas right at the beginning, it was just a lot of inconsistencies where we did not understand what consisted that percentage of expenditure. Now it's well written for us to understand what is happening. I think they've improved from the initial presentation.
All that needs, that's tidying. Okay, continue.
Well, under transfers and subsidies, the available budget was 5.1 billion. Of which 4.8 billion expenditure was recorded. So in terms of percentages, that is 94.4% expenditure. Under payments for capital assets, the available budget was 20.9 million, of which 17.7 million, or 84.7% expenditure was recorded. And expenditure was generally due to the following reasons. Number one, it's the outstanding invoices from service providers, and that includes consultants for business and advisory services, training and development, claiming for travel and subsistence, and advertising. And the other reason is vacant positions not filled and related personnel administrative expenditures, related problems. So the issue here is about personnel positions not being filled. The National Treasury went on to explain that departmental vacancies of 1,235, or the vacancies overall, the department had 1,235 vacancies. of which 70%, which is 70% of the total establishment, 17% of the total establishment, which was 1,385. So the issue of vacant post again in this department is a paramount problem. Another reason for under expenditure in this department is that only 55% was spent. Well, under the automotive production and development, that is the APDP incentive scheme, for which a lower number of claims had been received than what was originally budgeted for. So the department could not spend because it had budgeted a certain amount of money for claims that had to be resolved, but then only a very few number of claims came to the fore. So then as a result, there was some kind of under-expenditure there. That is the automotive production and development incentive scheme. The last reason for under expenditure is payments to the National Consumer Commission and Companies and Intellectual Property Commission could not take place as the two agencies were not fully operational as of the 31st of March 2011. So under expenditure here was due to some delays there because these two entities or projects were not fully operational at the time as it was expected. Now I'm jumping to the Department of Water Affairs, which is vote number 37. This department had 8.2 billion, of which 7.9 billion. Expenditure was recorded at the end of the fourth quarter, and that amounts to 96.8% expenditure of the available budget. And subsequently, then 262.6 million under expenditure was recorded, and in terms of percentages, that is 3.2%. When you look at it in terms of percentages, it's just 3.2%, but in terms of random sense, it's kind of not very small. It's 262.6 million overall. That is the Department of Water Affairs. To see where this under expenditure emanated from in terms of current payments, we see that 3.7 billion was allocated to current payments, but only 3.2 billion was spent. That is 85.1% expenditure under current payments. Underneath current payments, compensation of employees had 1.1 billion, of which only 976 million was spent. So only 86% of the overall available budget on compensation of employees was spent. Under goods and services, the available budget was 2.6 billion. Of that, 2.2 billion was spent. So in a way, in terms of percentages, 84.4% expenditure was recorded. So there's a high level of under expenditure in both the compensation of employees in goods and services, which then contribute to significant underspending under current payments. For transfer and subsidies, the available budget was 3.4 billion, of which only 3.3 billion was spent, but then that is 99.2% expenditure in terms of percentages. For payment for current assets, 1.1 billion, of which 1.4 billion was spent. So there is an over expenditure there of 28.5% because overall they spent 128.5%. So the over expenditure is 28.5%, that is a payment for capital assets. Maybe some of the questions that the committee may want to ask the department is, where did this money come from? Because of obviously we shift environment. If they happened after the official special adjustment period of which the members are involved, they need to indicate that why, where did the money come from, and what are the implications of that with respect to the program or project or sub-program where the monies were taken from. But we will also do an analysis when the department is coming for public hearing as well. Mm, that's it. So in terms of compensation of employees, which is under current payments, the under expenditure was as a result of vacant post as well, which was highly noticeable also under Program 4, which is regional management, as well as the water sector regulation program, which is Program number 5. So those two projects had significant vacant posts there, which overall contributed to high level of under expenditure under compensation of employees. Under expenditure on goods and services was as a result of first, unspent funds in Program 1, that is administration, due to a prolonged licensing process caused by the finalization of the audit services assessing the water allocation reform issues, which occurred in the second half of the 2009-2010 financial year. So what appears here is that there was a delay in the finalization of the audit services assessing the water allocation reform and other related issues. It should have occurred at a particular time, but it only occurred in the second half of the 2009-10 financial year. That is the explanation reason as to why that happened. Perhaps the department will have to explain even further what led to that. To that delay that happened there. The other reason for low expenditure under goods and services is non-expenditure of 7.5 million on the construction and expansion of the Jaitinwaya network due to delays which affected the commencement of the Cliff Plus Drift and CN Le in Program 2, which is water management.
Again, you're spending with Honorable Fab, you can teach you African, how to pronounce this word.
I'm just wondering, you know, this item under goods and services relates to 7.5 million on the construction and expansion of the Jaitinwaya network. Shouldn't that come go under capital works and not under goods and services, which would increase the overspending at capital works? Isn't that why they took it out and put it under goods and services?
Well, the way they categorize sometimes is budget. I sometimes confuse you. Sometimes if you're dealing with administration, you find that there's a budget of R1 billion on administration, and when it's some of the items are supposed to be elsewhere, but they put them under there. I think that's what we must insist on National Treasury. National Treasury has got some guidelines in terms of the budget format. We must insist on that budget format so that people don't do as they wish, because it makes oversight difficult, you know.
But what I think may have happened is the key that they can overspend capital budget by 128%. They went 128.5%. Now they see here another 0.5 million which will be added to that and increase that 128. So they put it on a good intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
last reason for low expenditure under goods and services is the non-expenditure of 74 million, which was the result of delays in the approval of projects underpinning the Masibambane program. That is under program for water management. Not there.
Process about Masibambane. We didn't understand what they were talking about when they came to us, and we asked for a report from them. It never came. It never came.
Darren is reminding me that there's also an issue of donor funding that is involved in that master. But you're right, the issue is the report, so that you can get information around the master.
Finally, under transfers and subsidies, the non-transferal was as a result mainly due to the following reasons. The non-finalization of the payment for motor vehicle licenses to municipalities by the end of the financial year. Vehicle licenses. Okay. Also, undue delay of the leave gratuity payments to households, which is housed in Program 2. So those are the reasons why it was... Yeah, in terms of now, some other issues that there is few issues to raise. The first one is that it appears that the level of under expenditure is not getting any better compared to previous years. So looking at the previous years, the trend is not really improving. As to why is that, then that one is very tough to answer, but sometimes it becomes very difficult because each and every financial year has its own dynamics in terms of broad policy issues by government, and then the economic landscape and so on and so forth. But the overall theme is that the under expenditure, when you're looking at it from year on year in terms of that trend, it's not improving. For instance, an overall amount of 10 billion under expenditure was reported compared to this year, the 2010-11 financial year. 10 billion in aggregate under expenditure was reported. But when you look at 2009-10 year financial year, the level of under expenditure was 5.1 billion. So it is still increased by almost half compared to that year. Well, but there are many reasons that could attribute to that. But then the very apparent one is the issue of vacant post, unfilled positions, almost in all departments that underspend. The issue of vacant post. And then that one is a big problem, provided what I mentioned earlier, the commitment made by President to ensure that all national departments, in fact all departments, make sure that posts are filled. And then I remember at some point it was indicated that the Department of Monitoring, Performance Monitoring and Evaluation will release a report indicating the number of vacant posts. So the under-expenditure on, another reason, the under-expenditure on goods and services also seem to be prevalent across departments, with the exception of the Department of Women, Children and People with Disabilities. So departments are really not spending as much as they should on goods and services as well. And then lastly, even though most departments manage to transfer their funds to receiving entities, however, the Department of Health has not yet made a transfer to Love Life and the Medical Aid Scheme Council. I remember that one is the issue that the committee will look into. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, we didn't engage with the whole program, especially, I mean, with the whole of support, especially at the beginning, but towards the end, members engaged with this report. Members, from this department, 17 departments, we chose a number of departments that should appear before the committee. One department that was invited is the Women, Children and People with Disabilities. And the reason for inviting it is because its spending is not normal in terms of spending more on traveling, as you saw in the table. So I would like to engage with them. Other departments are Economic Development and Human Settlement. Both Economic Development and Human Settlement, if you look at their spending, it looks fine. But most of where it is really fine is those funds that have been transferred to other departments, not to... So I don't know, I suppose that we all have the program, am I right? One of us has got the program. So I see this program out in Croatia, or this. I'm sure you showed them then. What you think? Okay. Okay, you'll get your program. Trade and Industry is one of the departments that has been invited. Basic Education is one of them. Which one? Yeah. The National Treasury. I don't know, we spoke to National Treasury, right? We spoke to them. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. I suppose water thing. We didn't invite water thing. Yeah. But in this finding, I'll call it finding. They say summary of issues on the last page. That amount, where is the rush to the they do. Okay. Sorry. I don't know what you know. But I think the 10 billion that is referring to is across the department. 2009-2010, there was an underspending of 5.1 billion. So this year it is, that is 2010-2011, it increased to 10 billion. And those are the reasons for that. Honourable members, that is the presentation. I don't know if there are issues for us that we want to raise. Okay.
On behalf of our subcommittee, we would like to raise, ask them to speed up this issue of study tour. Because they were referring to issues, researchers and what, but please let them speed it up so that you know that we cancelled the trip or we're still on the trip because it started last year.
Keep on postponing and postponing. Now, what now the subcommittee did was to say India agreed long time ago, we keep on postponing, they are very generous with us, they agree if we postpone, they say no, it's still fine. Initially now we postpone to October, at the beginning they had challenges, but they have since come back to us to say no, it will still be fine. So what we have then done to say maybe we should plan around it, and the other country now that we seem to have agreed, Honorable Khaled Blom, you correct me, is that we have agreed that let's, because Russia is not responding, perhaps visit South Korea. I'm not sure who the ambassador is, on a subtle trend, but I hope that. And so some work has been done to start the process. Because the issue really revolves around the motivation. South Korea, when the speaker's delegation went to South Korea, they were very impressed with South Korea. So I think what the subcommittee is saying is that the focus that time was more on the Parliamentary Budget Office, but our emphasis this time will be on the appropriation. But also, will not will still look at the Parliamentary Budget Office so we can have a better experience. Just I hope that the research unit fast track the motivation so that it can be submitted as early as possible. I think that is the issue. The other issue that mainly I wanted to share with members is that the committee has a million rand budget, 1 million, from 500 and something. Now, it means that then honorable members, all of us, I think reading this report must also assist us to say which areas then people think that we can visit. Not only invite them, but also visit. Last year we visited some, we had two visits, one to Limpopo about the dams. I'm not sure what's happening with the report because we earlier in the year we agreed that before we go back to see the improvement, we must get the feedback. I don't know what's happening with that dam. So they have not responded. My understanding, maybe is a tracking system of the decision that we take, because we said that maybe I must write to or make myself a follow-up with them. And then I'm sure the other area members will look at them, and I'm not sure if we have an oversight committee or anything to that effect. What's your committee, Honorable Nkulise? Oh, no. No, it's not related to Honorable Snell. That must assist us in terms of oversight.
On that point, we took a decision end of March, and also in our strategy workshop, that we had to go back to the places. Now, at the end of March, we say we will wait till we get any response. Now, it looks for me if Darren indicated that there were no response from the departments. We wrote to them letters, and there were no responses. So, my view is we must go back. We made the promise to these people that were there that we are going to come back to them. That is to Limpopo, to the whip dam and the other dam. What is that, the big one? That problems with the, with the
pipes.
Yeah, with the pipes. And then the other thing is in KwaZulu Natal, I think you had some discussions with them. You and I think it was Comrade Beatrix. The workers there. But at least, I think, and then on the other thing is, we also made promises was in the East Cape. But I think you and Grant also paid businesses there. And I'm not certain what was the progress there. But there's another thing that's coming out now this morning, that is in Northwest. So at this time, I think, Chair, that the Northwest is a new one, Mpuku is a must, and I'm not certain about KwaZulu Natal.
To make a suggestion, that let's just, I was just flagging the thing, but maybe let's go and think about them, and in the next meeting, then we should be able to say, these are the areas that we need to deal.
Of course, I tell you why I say this is, if you look at the advertisement that is running at this stage, there is big questions about the effectivity of the oversight. Of the oversight visits, if you look at the complaint commission's report that was by Mr. Manuel, he also referred that the oversight must improve. And if you look also to what the president said in the beginning of this year, he said there will be more focus on oversight from the committees.
There's money now available.
There is money now available.
For committees to oversight. And it will be said if we spend 1,000 rand of that, and we're not going to, we're not visiting projects. But that's why I'm saying that it's the first time that it comes in front of the members. Let's give ourselves a start, and then at the next meeting, the research unit must help us, committee section must help us, everyone. Then maybe at the next meeting, if we could, I could get some suggestions so that at the next meeting, then we can present something. Not at the next meeting, because meetings of this committee are often, convene a meeting where we'll deal with this issue probably next week.
A committee, I think it was Ron Snell who was chairing the committee. I'm not certain, but anyway, yes. She said they were a committee. It was
one of the things that I think we should have in regard to the PPWP project.
Yes, but on some dates, I think in September, we will be getting a feedback between Public Works on EPWP and the National Treasurer. Because you remember there was, EPWC was not happy about the model that National Treasurer was giving. They thought that National Treasurer was rich. And the same applied to the Rural Land Department. We're supposed to get feedback on both. But let's go and work out this thing of the oversight. On that note, I don't know whether Mr. Sartre wants to invite us to lunch, but on that note...
Well, seeing as you've got this big budget here, I think you can. I have to spend all my money into it.
Richard, do you want to... Have you got anything? No, it's fine. And I'll see the manager of the...
Okay.
Of the
the problem is why can't we lunch? It's getting worse part of the hour lunch. Why can't we lunch? Why can't we make it worse? Why can't we go build our party and make lunch? I'm being frank, Apollo. There's 55 saying I don't want to put the main part of the point because it's not neither here or there. Sometimes they said, why can't we use our party and make lunch? Because I